Now we are joined by PGA Tour rookie Billy Hurley III, who has just finished a press conference. He's making his PGA Tour debut as a member this week. He graduated from Annapolis, served his tours, was away from the game for years. It's just a tremendous story. Finished 25th on the Nationwide Tour money list last year. Welcome to the show, Billy, and welcome to the Sony Open.
Yeah, thanks, John. Thanks for having me.
We're thrilled to have you. It was a great story. The Golf Channel did such a great job capturing you and your family at the Nationwide Tour Championship last year. Talk about the emotions that you were feeling then, knowing that you were finally headed to the PGA Tour.
Yeah, it was a huge. It was sort of a long 90 minutes there from when I finished to when I actually knew that I had a tour card. But it was you know, in retrospect, a lot of fun sitting there watching it. But you know, the emotions were, I think, relief was the immediate emotion of, wow, I actually did it. You know, I played, you know, 6 out of the last 7 tournaments and probably 12 out of the last 13 or something. And, okay, finally, okay, it's actually over. Like, I actually did it. So that was the first emotion. And then, you know, just excitement was obviously overcoming with me and my family.
Well, and certainly – you couldn't have expected it to have happened this quickly. I mean, you literally, if what I've read is correct, you basically went 4 or 5 years without getting much of an opportunity to play golf. Is that accurate?
That's pretty accurate. I got a decent amount of playing time in 2006 and 2007, and then it was 2007 through 2009 when I took a lot of time off. I played 5 competitive days in that 2-year span there. And so really had a lot of time off right before I separated from the Navy and fulfilled my 5-year commitment. That's when I had very little time to play golf. And so it has been pretty quick if you look at it that way, for sure.
I mean, were you at all surprised that it happened that quickly?
I mean, I guess looking back at it, sure. I mean, when you're in the middle of it, you sort of are a competitor and you're trying to do better and you're trying to, you know, you think you can do it and that sort of thing. So it's been interesting for me to look back on it and think that it happened faster than I thought or whatever. I mean, I think it really just happened on sort of a steady incline. So it didn't really, you know, maybe the steady incline was steeper than maybe it could have been, but it didn't really take like a huge jump anywhere. It just sort of steadily progressed through, you know, many tours in 2010 and the Nationwide Tour, you know, sort of starting the year with not good status and sort of not playing real well in the beginning of the year, then sort of taking off and getting my feet wet and going and been able to hang on to it and finish 25th. So it's been sort of a steady progression, but it, you know, sitting here at the Sony Open, being just 2.5 years removed from my active duty service is pretty surreal. And yeah, sort of is a fast timeline when you look at it like that.
Your ship is in harbor there right now as well, isn't it?
Yeah, they are. I actually went over to the ship and had lunch and got to see some old shipmates and see the surface Navy again. Got to see how Chung Hoon was doing yesterday. It was a lot of fun.
Yeah, our guest is Billy Hurley, who you're listening to his story right now. He'll make his debut on the PGA Tour. What are your expectations for the year starting with the Sony Open?
Well, I think I just want to be a better golfer at the end of the year than I am now. And, I mean, talk about winning tournaments or contending for tournaments, and sure, you want to do all those things, but I think if I just go through the process of becoming a better golfer and working on my game and getting comfortable out here on tour courses and all that sort of thing, that you know, winning and putting myself in contention will hopefully take care of itself.
Well, sure. I mean, it's such a great story. I'm sure that you've gotten a tremendous amount of reaction from, you know, people that you don't even know. And, oh, by the way, that's going to increase as time goes on. How have you been able to handle all of that part of it with people saying, oh, that's the guy that was in the Navy and wanting to stop and talk to you about it?
Yeah, it's been a lot of fun. I mean, I think, you know, every week throughout the Nationwide Tour, you know, some Naval Academy graduate came up and said hi to me, or some guy whose daughter or son was serving in the Navy now, or, you know, they served in the Navy back in whenever. And so it's been a lot of fun to have that base of support behind me. I mean, they're certainly, you know, in a sense, the whole Navy sort of rooting for me from what I can tell and people are telling me. So that's really cool to have that much support behind you.
Billy, one of the guys you played the Nationwide Tour with last year is still on the line with us. He was just with us. He was just at the National Championship game. He wants to say hello. Dickie, say hello to Billy.
Don't, all you listeners, don't let this false modesty. He is the most arrogant little SOB you've ever seen in your entire life.
Billy.
Hi, Billy.
Hey, Dickie. See, that just tells you exactly who Dickie Pride is. You don't believe anything he says.
You know, he was on for the last 15 minutes. I think our listeners already know that.
Yeah, this ain't my first rodeo on this show, kid. Come on.
What kind of advice would you give Billy heading into the year?
Well, I'm actually gonna brag on him because I've known Billy for almost 6 years now, and he comes down to Orlando with us some and practices and prepares out at Bay Hill, and I was not surprised at all by his finish and his play last year and finishing the top 25 because. He's just saying he wants to get the process of getting better. He not only says that, he commits and does it every day. I've watched it. He has no flaws in his golf game. He hits it straight. He hits it long. He's got a great short game. He's going to do exceptionally well out there, because he deserves it. And not only because he prepares himself and he's ready. And that's the bottom line.
Billy, you're kind of in a pickle now. You said not to believe a word that comes out of Dickie's mouth, and then he says something nice.
You still might not want to believe a word Dickie Pride says, but.
Billy, what do you think of the golf course down there? Does it suit your game?
Yeah, Wailea is a great course. I mean, I was able to play it maybe four times when I was stationed here in Hawaii, and. I really enjoy it as a golf course. It's incredibly firm and fast right now. The fairways are running like crazy, which is great. That makes the fairways a little tighter for, Dickie said I'm long. He is lying about that. But I do hit
you're
straight.
You're long enough. Don't.
I'm long enough. I agree with that. I'm long enough.
Yeah. I mean, you just said it. You just got on a tour course and gained 30 yards because the fairways are firm.
Yeah.
You're fine.
You're absolutely right, Dickie. That is very true. But so the course is great. I mean, the greens, from what everybody's saying, are the best they've been in years here, and the fairways are running and they're in great shape too.
Now, of the veterans out there, I mean, do you know guys like Steve Stricker and some of the older guys, or are you just looking forward to getting to know them?
Yeah, I don't know a whole lot of guys, to be honest with you. I mean, I've met a lot of you might say, late 30s type guys. I don't know a lot of the, 15-plus-year veteran guys. But, I'm looking forward to meeting all these guys and sort of learning what I can from them and competing against the best.
Yeah, I would suggest invite Steve Stricker to play a practice round with you sometime. That's all I can say.
Okay. Will do.
he seems like he's figured something out in his old age.
Yeah, no kidding.
Well, we're very excited for you. We look forward to having you back on again. We appreciate your service to your country first and foremost, but obviously your rookie season on the PGA Tour is going to be tremendous. Do you have your family out there with you in Hawaii?
I do, yeah. We all made a return trip out here, and they've been taking in the sights and all the things we used to do when we lived here for 2 years, and so they're going to travel with me the majority of the year, and that's going to be a lot of fun for us.
Yeah, that will be. I mean, it's a family affair. Enjoy every minute of it. You've earned it. And you know what? There's nothing wrong with getting rich in the process.
All right.
That's Billy Hurley and of course Dickie Pride because he couldn't let go